Oh, fuck.
But yeah, so it continues. Yes, during a game of Tune in Tokyo with his wife, our neighbor had a full-on conversation with another woman. Robot lady or not, that is an open marriage. And my marriage is as shuttered up as a beach house in a hurricane.
What the fuck is Tune in Tokyo?
I have no idea. Is that an episode? Wait, she says a game of Tune in Tokyo? I'm looking this up.
Yeah, like I don't even know what that
dictionary
means.
Here we go.
But it doesn't really matter because she's clearly shown to us that she's absolutely psychotic.
Yeah.
Like, that is psycho shit. Like, and I'm not being sexist here. I'm saying, like, you need actual help.
You need help.
Like, yeah. If you think that you're so emotionally insecure, this is abuse. Like, it already is abuse. Like, if you're saying that your significant other can't talk to a fictional machine, like a machine,
mm-hmm. a made up
to
woman.
Control it.
Not even a woman.
Because it's gendered as female.
A feminine voice living inside of a computer. Also, I really love what Tune in Tokyo apparently means, which is when you are touching a girl's boobs and you turn her nipples like a radio dial and pretend you're like making radio calls.
That's what that means?
That's what it apparently means, according to Urban Dictionary. That's what this woman thinks of.
What the fuck?
You grab it and you're like, tune in, Tokyo. Come in.
Yeah. Somehow this seems racist.
Yeah.
It is racist. She continues, I called housekeeping to have Alexa removed from our room. No, I did not think my husband would fall in love with Alexa the same way some Japanese men marry their Nintendo virtual girlfriends. That's two racisms against the Japanese in three paragraphs. But you can never be too sure. These things happen, and Alexa knows all of your man's things. Yeah, honey, your husband is gonna run off with an Alexa.
Alexa, play porn.
I mean, they are in Vegas. You can get married right there on the spot. You know, who knows if he's just gonna come back to the hotel room holding a beige robot. Like, guess who I'm married to now?
He's gonna run somewhere because you're out of your fucking mind. And no one should be near you. You should be in prison.
Yeah. But she continues, Alexa is never impatient or sullen or moody or mad. She never gets her period, so she never gets PMS. Okay. Menopause and gravity are as hysterical as Chip and Dale. Alexa speaks only when spoken to. This is like a hyper evolved masterclass in insecurity.
This person is having an episode.
Yeah. This is an episode just written down. She sits at the ready to serve. Jesus. So yeah, basically having an Alexa in your house is like having a harem. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Definitely heard it here first because no one else would ever think of something so insane.